Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Is our Browns beat reporter Daryl Ryder, and is brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. The world changed at 11 o'clock this morning, T. The announcement from Myles Garrett, summing it up, with that in mind, I have requested to be traded from the Cleveland Browns. The Browns later, we will not be trading Myles Garrett. All right. What do you think?
That's nice that they say they're not going to be trading Myles Garrett, but they might have to, depending how much Garrett is willing to force their hand to make this happen. You know, yes, there is, you know, if there is... Look, when he in December talked about his frustration and his unhappiness with the direction of the franchise, the current state of the team, right? He wanted to know the plans. Clearly, whatever Andrew Berry told him did not satisfy him, did not wow him, did not, you know, make him feel like they are going to be turning this thing around rather quickly. But a couple of things stood out in the letter that he released. One, he took a direct shot at Andrew Berry with the line about the goal has never been, you know, to go from Cleveland to Canton. It's to compete for Super Bowls. And then secondly, in there is the desire to compete for Super Bowls. He clearly does not feel that this franchise is capable of doing that. And I think that that speaks volumes to where this organization really is. People should stop talking themselves into thinking that the Browns are close to accomplishing anything, because they're not. And Myles Garrett basically told you that this morning.
All right, are you shocked by this? Surprised? You tell me.
No. No. Not at all. I mean, maybe the timing, the fact that it came on Monday of Super Bowl week, but... No, I'm not surprised. He made it very clear how he felt about things in December. I expected that if he was going to request a trade, it might come in like the end of February, maybe early March, leading up to the new league year. I did not expect it Monday of Super Bowl week, that's for sure, because now he has basically hijacked the news cycle at the Super Bowl. with his trade request.
Right? Yes, he did, Daryl.
Or at least up until tonight when they start doing the player interviews. Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, he no longer believes in the Cleveland Browns. He no longer believes in Andrew Berry. He watched that guy work for 5 years and is like, nah, I'm good. Peace out. Get me the hell out of here. I've had enough. he watched them go from 0-16 in his rookie year to in year eight go 3-14. Top to bottom, he knows how that building works. And he's like, they're focused on the wrong things here. I'm not interested anymore.
All right.
And that's what he said today.
Despite what the Browns said, you went 3-14 with the best defensive player in the league, arguably. It certainly wasn't his fault, but he alone didn't win you games. And in a game where you start 22 and have, rosters in the 50s, you need more than one guy.
Right.
Is this a huge opportunity for the Browns?
I mean, you're really putting a lot more faith in the Browns than I will ever put in them.
Well,
they can blow more first round draft picks.
Daryl, I can't argue.
You're not
with
finding
you.
Miles Garrett in the draft again.
No, I can't. I can't argue with you on that. But
they're incapable of finding a quarterback worth anything. They've proven that over 26 years. It doesn't matter the regime. Doesn't matter the coach. Doesn't matter what pick they use. What round? Doesn't matter the money they spend. Doesn't matter how many draft picks they give up. They're just they're incompetent. Like, top to bottom, the Cleveland Browns are an incompetent franchise. And we've watched it for 26 years. And Garrett has had 8 years of it. And he's like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. And, yeah, you can spin it that way. Hey, yeah. My thing is, you must just burn it all to the ground. Trade everyone. Trade Garrett. Trade Denzel Ward. Trade Wyatt Teller. Trade everyone. Start all over again. 1-31, here we go all over again. And, oh, by the way, you need to fire Andrew Berry, Paul DePodesta, the entire front office, Glenn Cook, Catherine Hickman, all of them. Get them all out of here and start over again. Redo the entire football operation. Bring people in who will actually read a scouting report, who will actually pay attention to red flags, and not bring in guys who can't learn playbooks or won't learn playbooks or have off-the-field problems that cause them to miss time on the field, right? I mean, stuff that's plain as day, Andrew Berry doesn't listen to. The fact that that guy kept his job after this disastrous season is a miracle. And that falls on ownership. They don't know when to fire people. They don't know who to hire. They've hired consultants to help them, and that doesn't work. They've turned the car keys over to people, and that hasn't worked. They've tried meddling in everything. That hasn't worked. Right? I mean, this isn't a lack of willingness or trying or commitment of resources problem that the Browns in ownership has. It's they don't know what they're doing. And they don't know how to do it. They know what they want to accomplish. They know what they want to do. They have no idea how to get there. And unfortunately, they keep hiring people that aren't doing their job. Andrew Berry's not done his job. He took over a roster that was ready to win immediately, and he fouled it up from A to Z and made arguably the worst trade in NFL history and sacrificed the farm, sacrificed any ounce of integrity to do it. And it has blown up in their face spectacularly. There's a reason I've been saying that I don't believe in this front office, that I don't trust this front office. And Myles Garrett told you the same thing this morning.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Morning.
Daryl, would you stop being so wishy-washy about this and have some passion?
I just keep it 100, people. None of you like anything I have to say, and I understand. I'm just telling you the way it is.
Daryl, what's he worth? What's Myles Garrett worth?
I think minimum two first-round picks and then some.
Players or picks, D?
Well, I mean, at this point, you probably want a little combination of both, right? I mean, you still have to field the football team. Here's the other bummer about this, right? So Garrett has made it clear, and obviously now he can't control, you know, this. You know, he's pretty much got to – the Browns say they're not going to trade him. Barry said it last week. They're you know, and look, we Debo Samuel comes to mind, right? I mean, he even held out a training camp to try and facilitate a trade, and it didn't happen. He got paid and became happy. This feels different. This feels different. I really do believe this is different. Miles wants to win, and he's not going to Joe Thomas his career. And he's not going to let the Browns waste his career. But, so is there an opportunity? Yeah, I would scrap the entire front office and bring new people in to do the next rebuild, 100%. But if you lose Myles Garrett, there's no patching. You might as well just burn it to the ground and start from scratch all over again.
What did Myles Garrett learn from Baker Mayfield with this release today? It feels a little similar.
Baker's came in the wake of the interest that the Browns at the time had in Deshaun Watson, right? Baker's was a direct response. It was basically a single finger salute back to the Browns because they had expressed interest in meeting with Deshaun Watson and met with Deshaun, right? Mm-hmm. And so Baker basically said, the heck with you guys then. If you're going to meet with other guys, I'm not good enough for you, then I'm just not investing any more time with you. And the Browns are like, that's fine. We're not going to ride the emotional roller coaster that comes with you, and we're not going to ride the on-the-field roller coaster with you. So that's fine. I think that there was a moment after Deshaun initially said no to the Browns. They're like, okay, how do we get the toothpaste back in the tube? Well, we can't. All right, then we're all in now. Like, we started down the path. We're at the edge of the cliff. We might as well jump. And they jumped. And the bungee cord broke, and they went splat. Because the Sean thing has been an unmitigated disaster. And it's going to hang over them now for at least two more years. And, I think Garrett's also looking at that. Now, that's not to say you can't manipulate the cap, because they're going to be able to sign guys and bring people in and all that. The one thing Andrew Berry's front office is really good at is spreadsheets. They're really good with that. Not so much watching film or reading scouting reports, but they're really good at spreadsheets and math. So, they're going to be able to work with the salary cap and make room to bring guys in and sign guys in free agency and stuff. But, yeah, this was, for me, this is a death nail for the Cleveland Browns. That's how bad this is. This is a complete repudiation of everything the Cleveland Browns have tried to build by their best player that they have drafted in, I would argue, decades.
Daryl, does that make management ownership, I guess, look at management in a different way before the draft, before the season?
It's too late to make changes now. Okay. I actually had someone ask me that this morning. Hey, could they fire Andrew Berry over this today? And I'm like, no, it's pointless. It's too late in the hiring cycle. So you're stuck with the guy this year. But January next year, if you have to trade Myles Garrett, oh, you're damn right I'm firing Andrew Berry. I'm not even thinking twice about it. In fact, if I'm ownership, I pack his office for him.
Daryl, thank you.
You
appreciate
bet,
your time today, buddy.
Daryl, we have a podcast tonight, just so you know.
I'm aware.
Okay, just making sure. It's always game day in Cleveland.
And it really is always game day in Cleveland.
Well, isn't that the truth, huh?
Yes.
Thank you, D.
You bet, guys.
Daryl is our Browns beat reporter. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And it was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.